When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get from the Google Play Store as well as for all Apple products. Over 400 shows for you to listen to at any time, including this one, a signing day special with Jake Pickard, defensive end and tight end, who is going to the Syracuse Orange. He verbally committed to Syracuse after flipping from the Wisconsin Badgers and has now made it official by signing on the dotted line. And I'm very happy to have Jake Pickard on the show from Milburn High School in Milburn, New Jersey, heading to the Syracuse Orange. And this is a pick that many Syracuse fans are excited about, so let's get in touch with them. Jake, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing very well, and now it's all signed, sealed, and ready to go. So how does it feel for you to officially be Orange?
Feels great. You know, that place has always felt like home since the beginning, and I'm glad to spend the next couple of years there.
What was it ultimately for you? I know that you and I talked a lot of different times throughout the last few weeks. You know, we spoke about Wisconsin, we spoke about Syracuse and going to visit, coming off your visit with Michigan, coming down to your decision, and then ultimately within a couple minutes of you making your decision to switch to Syracuse. What is it like for you to finally be through these last 3-4 weeks and know where you're heading now?
You know, it really feels great. It just weighed off your shoulders because you don't really have to deal with all those coaches calling you every day, and just, you know, it's just great to know where you're going to be and be signed, sealed, and delivered.
When you signed on with Syracuse, or when you had verbally committed to Syracuse before signing with Syracuse, what was the situation like for you? Did coaches still try and get in touch with you, or after you flipped from Wisconsin to Syracuse, did they leave you alone?
After I flipped, coaches in Michigan had tried to get in contact with me a couple times, but I think it was just clear that after that, I was done.
To have this whole process done, what are the biggest things that you were able to learn from the recruiting process from beginning to end?
There's going to be a lot of people coming and going, people who are fans of you, people who are not fans of you, but I think the biggest thing I learned is just to really find out who is truly behind you and who supports you throughout this process.
What surprised you the most? I mean, obviously you live in a world of social media. Back in the day, there wasn't any of that. You know, someone decided where they were going to school, they told their family, they told their friends, and you know, they did a few interviews like you're doing now, but it wasn't on Twitter, it wasn't on Facebook, it wasn't on Instagram. So how have you responded to any negative response you got from some fans out there social media-wise?
Yeah, that's probably the most surprising part of this whole process. All the positive fans, all the negative fans, but you know what? At the end of the day, I don't really let that stuff kind of get to me because, you know, I'm living my dream and they're behind a computer hating on a 17, 18-year-old kid. So, you know, if that's what they want to do, as long as I and the other athletes happy, you know, that's all I really care about.
Well, I had a coach tell me a while back that he calls them FIWs, faceless internet weasels, and that helped me get through. After he told me FIW, it helped me to see them in a different light as well.
Yeah, because, like, you know, I'll have people saying, oh, yeah, we love you, we want you to come here, and then 24 hours later, like, oh, like, we don't even want you, like, you suck, all this stuff, and, like, you know, this, like, some of these people are, like, 40-year-old men, like, you got nothing better to do than to comment negatively on where I want to continue my college education.
Well, Jake, you can now join my club because you and I are being hunted down by 40 and 50-year-old men that obviously have some problems with you and I being complete strangers, so... It's definitely an amazing and interesting world that we live in, but for the people that have supported you and been there for you, what can you say about, you know, the family, friends, coaches, teachers, who's really been there throughout the whole process with you?
You know, it's really a select couple of friends, my family, and my coach. I think he was the original one who really believed in me that I could get to this spot, Coach Leonardis, just because before I was, you know, like, played football just because I loved it. I never really took it seriously. I didn't really take myself seriously. When he became the head coach of our high school, he really said to me and sat me down and was like, you can be great, but only if you want to. And he said, if you want to do it, you tell me and I'll push you to it. But if not, like, unless you just enjoy your high school career. And I said, you know, I want to do this. And, you know, he pushed me just about to my limits. You know, we butted heads. But at the end of the day, I owe this all to him. I love him.
And then as far as those select group of friends, who really were there for you? And just to go into your friends and the people that you really were able to trust through the process.
You know, just a couple of dudes, like my middle linebacker, Luke Albertici, is like definitely one of the main guys, one of the only guys that I really trusted throughout this whole thing. Never really gave me a swayed opinion, not wanting me to go one place or the other, just wanted me to look out for myself. And, you know, I'd say throughout this whole thing, he was the closest friend and most trustworthy friend that I could do throughout this whole process. And, you know, he was with me when I was down, and when I make something of myself, he'll be there too.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York. But unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
And as far as your family, what can you say about them and how they've kind of gone through this process with you?
Yeah, they're they're amazing. You know, my sister went through a little bit of it with lacrosse, but had no idea like what this is. And, you know, my brothers have been great with the coaches visiting and hanging out with them and phone calls and letters and visits and, you know, sacrificing their schedules to like kind of make up for mine. And obviously my parents are just a huge thing. I would not be able to be where I am here with today without them, you know, driving to practice, late dinners, early breakfasts, just, you know, getting where I had to go. And at the end of the day, helping me decide and having not really a bias towards any school and just wanting me to be happy.
How have you grown as a person throughout this process, everything that went on with recruiting, everything that was connected to it? How have you grown when you look back on the beginning to end? What would you say are some of the things that you have now that maybe you didn't have before?
You know, I got probably tougher skin. Just kind of learned who you can and who you can't trust through this whole process. You know, it's kind of really matured me, that kind of pushed me to a new level, just because you go on all these visits and all these recruits and, you know, maybe you're the best on your high school team. You know that, like, maybe that gives you some confidence, but at the end of the day, you got to put yourself more than the next guy, because there's 100, 200, 300 kids in the same position as you, grinding just as hard as you. And I think that's the biggest thing I took out of this, that, you know, I don't care who you are, this guy doesn't care who you are, it's whoever grinds harder, and at the end of the day, whoever wants more.
Now, on Syracuse's side, you were on their board for a while. They cared about you and thought about you and put you up there for a very long time. But it was you who turned around and decided late in the game to go to Syracuse to sign your letter of intent, obviously, as we're speaking here. So upon doing all of that, I want to see your side of it, because obviously Syracuse wanted you. They looked after, you know, what you were doing, kept in touch and all that. But on your side of it, how did you see everything with Syracuse? How did you view from your perspective, as far as the recruiting went and as far as how they felt about you?
You know, they told me time and time again, and I'm just the number one recruit in the class. You know, I'm sure a lot of people just kind of tell that to recruits, just kind of get them there. But, you know, with them, they're such genuine guys. That's amazing. But the way they handled themselves throughout my whole recruiting process, when they first discovered me and, you know, when I was finally committed somewhere else and how close we got, it was really good, because they knew when to push down on you and they really knew when to back off. Because, you know, after I committed, there were some schools that kind of just, like, hounded me and everything, like, trying to get me to change my mind right away. And, you know, they were never like that. Coach Chase had called me. He's like, you know what, Jake, like, I respect your decision. I'm a big fan of you personally and as a player. And, you know, wherever you're going to go, I'm going to support you. So, but I just want to keep in touch. And so that was big for me.
When you look back on everything that's gone on up to this point, there's obviously kids out there that think that they can't make it, or they're going through tough times right now. They're dealing with stress. They're dealing with whatever might be going on. Maybe they don't have the family figures there. Maybe they don't have good friends or a good situation. What can you say to kids out there right now that are worried or believe that they can't make it? What should they know?
You can't worry about that. You know, you've got to grind it. There's nobody that can tell you you can't do something. It's all on you. It's however hard you want to grind, however many hours you want to put in, however much extra work you want to put in. Like, you know, I probably told the story before. My eighth grade football coach, I played like maybe 5-10 plays a game. And, you know, he had told me one practice that was the biggest weight, 6 foot on a football field he's ever seen in his life. You know, I'd never go anywhere. I probably wouldn't even play for my high school team. And, you know, those are just things that everywhere throughout life, like, you're going to doubt yourself, people are going to doubt you, but I'm saying you just got to keep pushing yourself, because at the end of the day, like, a reporter can't tell you where you can go, a coach can't tell you where you can go, what you can and can't do with your life, and however far you take yourself, it can be determined by however hard you push yourself. And, you know, coaches, press, random people, friends, your teachers, your family, you know, whatever they say means nothing. You only go as far as you're going to take yourself, and if you want to do it, you grind, you'll do it.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
What is it about you, Jake, that drives you? Like you said, it's got to be you from the inside. You have to want it. What drives you to be everything that you want to be?
Just really, at the end of the day, it's kind of me driving myself. There's been so many people throughout my whole life that told me I'm going to do something because of where I grew up and because of my background, because how tall I am, because of how skinny I am, or not tough enough. And, you know, just because, you know, Melbourne football players do not really have a rep in Division One college athletics. I was actually the first one on a full ride out of my high school ever. And so, you know, there's always people like, oh, you're a Melbourne football player, you can't do this. You know, it's just that people just proving everybody wrong. Because, you know, everybody's always going to have opinions of you. And but also just kind of make my family proud and put them on my back.
When you look at your school, and like you said, the first one to come out of Melbourne High School with a full ride, full scholarship, what does it mean to you to represent your high school, not just yourself, not just your family, but to represent Melbourne?
No, honestly, it means a lot. You know, even though a lot of people here doubt me and don't think I can do something, but, you know, it just makes you proud. Like, I'm the first one. Like, people are going to be talking about that. And, you know, I could have transferred to private school after my junior season. People have been looking into me because that's kind of my breakout season. I was like, no, like, this is where I grew up. Like, this is a school that I wanted to play for my whole life. And, you know, now that I'm finally where I am, I'm glad to put them on the map because we really have been known as a school that can represent football-wise.
Jake, before I let you go, to talk to Syracuse fans, what do you want them to know about you and the future of Syracuse football?
You know, going back to what everybody says about us, about me, you know, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what this guy from this school says. You know, I'm going to be grinding harder than I've ever grinded myself, and I know the rest of the team will too, and we'll stop at nothing to get that ACC championship and move up from there.
As far as your number, you and I talked about it. You thought about maybe going J.J. Watt, and you said it's time for me to go after Jake Pickard, to do what you need to do and to make a name for yourself. So no 99 for you. What number are you hoping to wear, or what number do you know you'll be wearing?
I have no idea yet. I kind of want to just figure out what I want to go to school first. I think for the offseason, I'm going to have to think about it and I'll get back to you on what number I want to be.
I think that when it comes down to it, no matter what number you wear, if you do everything that I believe that you can do from our conversations and from the talent that is coming forward, I just think that no matter what number is going to be on your back and on your chest, it's going to be a number that quarterbacks don't want to see.
I appreciate that. I'll remember that.
All right, Jake. Well, listen, take care of yourself. Thanks for joining me on signing day, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.